Kerry, you've got into the final four. How are you feeling?
Really excited. I think there were a lot of people at the start of the season that didn't give us a bit of a, you know, they didn't give us a hope of getting there. So I think it's a really good step forward for us as a relatively new squad, really, even though we've got a good spine that's been there for a few years. I think it sets us in good stead for the future.
There was obviously the changes at the start of the season and maybe a bit of doubt, but reaching the final four, you proved a lot of people wrong.
Yeah, we did. Although I think at the start of the season, that was our first aim, was to get into the top four. So, you know, that's job done now. Now we've got to look forward to the last couple of games and see what happens in those games.
Has it gone pretty quickly for you?
It feels like it's just gone by in the click of the fingers, to be honest. Sometimes you feel like you have a longer pre-season than you do an actual season. And it's a bit of a weird feeling, the fact that we've got two training sessions left. It's it's one of the fastest seasons going that I've ever been in anyway.
And how about games themselves? Have there been times where you've had to grind out results and just knuckle down and get the win?
Oh, massively. I think the one that sticks out there is Dragons away. And I think we came away with a 2-goal win, I think it was. But there have been games like that we have had to grind. But then there's also been games where we have played some really good free-flowing netball and it's still not come away with a massive win or anything like that. And I just think that's our style of play, really. I think sometimes we have to grind, but then other times we just go with the flow.
Karen obviously is going to be a fair coach, and she's got that squad of players that just wants to work well for her and work well for each other.
I think for us as a team, it's more about kind of performing for each other and for the region and the fans, you know, because we've got a lot of the players are from the region. I think we're looking at around about 9 of the 12 players, which is huge. Karen's in there and she just helps to instill confidence in each and every player. And, you know, she's a fantastic coach. She's doing great in her first season in charge, really. The way that we reacted on Monday, although in the, you know, the first quarter, not the greatest, but I think everything before the game, with the team, the fans, the volunteers, everything was fantastic. And I think it really showed what Manchester's done as a whole in the past week or two.
And the Thunder family are a special bunch.
They are. They're brilliant. You know, no matter what's going out on court, they are amazing. Remember the Wasps game where things quite going our way. They were fantastic. They were just there the entire time, screaming, shouting, and they get behind us at every opportunity. And as a team, that's amazing to have, really.
When you look back at the season, have there been any games so far that you've really enjoyed?
I think Wasps away. And I think a lot of the players would say that one, you know, we didn't have the greatest preparation, being stuck on a bus for, five and a half hours on the way to Coventry. And the quickest prep ever when we got off the bus and into the arena. And then we put out a performance that we did. And yeah, I think that's probably one of my favourite games.
You played against Megan, didn't you, from Storm? What was that like?
It's tough. sometimes, you know, there's not a lot you can do against a player of that height. And, you know, the feeders that they've got as well, you know, I think Georgia and Mickey and Yaz are fantastic feeders. The problem with Storm is that you can't just focus on the shooter because they've got goal attacking Katie or whether it's Rhea that can actually put the shots up. So they've got a double-edged sword there and it is tough to contend with.
The good thing is as well, this season you've been an ambassador for Mizuno and you're Mizuno All-Star. What's that like? How important is their backing to you?
It's been amazing. I was a bit shocked when they actually asked me to do it, but, you know, really, really proud to represent the brand and the fantastic shoes. And, yeah, it's just been a, you know, it's a really, really huge honour and a good privilege to be part of that team.
And the fact is, as well, they're sponsoring Prem and obviously the England netball squad as a whole. So have you seen awareness of the brand grow locally?
It's huge. Obviously, you know, I work within netball and with, you know, with trainers working at Netball UK, and I've seen the way that they've grown from the first set of shoes that they put out to what they've done now, and they've made huge leaps and strides into the netball market, and they've got some really great technology in the shoes, and I think there is a bigger knowledge of the brand out there now with them sponsoring pretty much everything that they can do, and that's really, really good to see, and it's good competition out there in the footwear and gives people a lot of choice, really.
Can you have a word with Graham next time you speak to him, please? Because I'm clean out of socks.
I think I know what that's in relation to. I've still not got my other white socks yet, but I know the socks are fantastic, and I'm going to try and stick to white now so that Emma doesn't give me more ribbon.
Thunder obviously got into the finals. Can you relax now, or are you wanting
to
end everything on a high?
That's one of the things we said coming into the game last Monday, was that we wanted to finish the regular season on a high. Obviously, Monday didn't quite go to plan, but I think there is absolutely no way that we can rest on our laurels. You know, the Stars are a good side. They've got some fantastic players in there, and we can't take anything lightly in that game. Obviously, you know, with the three former Thunder girls in there, and obviously Iona, who made the switch as well, it's a good opportunity for them to show us and show our fans what they can do. And I think they'll be coming out to hit us hard, and we've got to go out there and hit them just as hard and head into the finals with confidence.
What have you made of the new franchises?
It's been good for the league. Obviously, you know, the trip up to Glasgow is quite a long one. But no, it has been good to expand the league and bring in more teams. Obviously, you know, it's more games in a season in pretty much the same time, but it allows players to develop further because there are more games out there. And it has been a good inclusion with the extra media coverage as well.
You're probably not bothered whether or not it's Bath or Storm, are you?
No, not particularly, because with any luck we won't be fit. You know, if we do face them, we'll face them in a final. Obviously, you know, we'll probably have lost to contend with first. Whether it's Bath or Storm, it doesn't really make that much difference to us, I don't think. I just hope that they've got two really, really good games to keep it really exciting for the fans.
And it's just an exciting way to finish, and obviously you'll be doing all you can to get through to the final, given last year.
It's a really, really exciting way to finish it. I think this is what we want as netball, bringing it down to that last game. I don't think it's ever happened this way before in all the time that I've been there. So it's fantastic to see. And then, it just provides a little bit more excitement because no one knows who's going to be in that final game yet next weekend. So, yeah, it's good and exciting, and looking forward to it.